Chances are, if you were picked on as a child, I'm guessing that you don't hang out with your bully. You probably haven't patched things up. That's what makes Alex Abramovich's and Trevor Latham's friendship so remarkable. As fourth grade classmates, they were each other's arch enemies. But now they're friends. Good friends. How did that happen? Abramovich has written a book about it, Bullies, A Friendship. Raymond Tungekar sat down to talk with both Alex Abramovich and Trevor Latham.
Alex, I want to start with you. You first met Trevor in the fourth grade when you were 8 and he was 9. What do you remember about those days?
For me, that was my first year in that school, and it was my first year of living with my dad. My parents had split up earlier. So half of it is I remember, you know, this sort of series of upheavals leading into that year. I'd moved in with my dad the year previously, and we'd moved 3 times before ending up out in Trevorstown. So I remember, you know, this sort of, as I said, series of upheavals. But then I also remember Trevor, who was this sort of, you know, the brick wall that stopped my forward momentum. And I remember him as this just neighborhood bully that I ran into that would torment me daily and sort of actually erased all my other memories of that school. But I remember now when I look back on fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth grade, those years that I spent in that school, is I remember Trevor and me fighting all the time.
Hmm. Trevor, I want to get your take on this. Is that pretty accurate? I mean, do you recall being Alex's bully?
Not exactly. I just gotten back from 2 years of being in Berkeley. And in a way, it was my old school, but in a way, I was new to it and new to living with my dad. I don't think we could have fought every single day, but it sure did feel like it. And I think it really was only 1 year, that fourth grade. After that, we were in separate classes and we didn't run into each other as much. You know, I just don't think I won all those fights. I think I might have been bigger than him, but he definitely had ferocity on me.
Yeah, and reading about these fights, they sounded pretty ferocious. I mean, how bad did it get?
I think we only got sent to the principal 2 or 3 times, so it couldn't have been that bad. But, you know, the psychological impact on it was constant. We were constantly trying to destroy each other and plotting and calling each other our arch enemies. You know, I think the physical effects weren't that bad, but just the sheer torment that we did to each other was real.
Well, and what I find fascinating is there were some good times that you remember, too. I mean, you weren't just, like, the fiercest of enemies. You occasionally
hung
out together.
We always called each other enemies, but at some point we were cordial with each other. And if not friends, I would never call us being friends in that grade. But we did sort of hang out because we were so similar in a weird way, you know.
Like, what would you do?
We were both the outcasts. I remember playing chess with him and cleaning erasers and just, like, being stuck in the principal's office and just kind of having to talk to each other, you know.
Do you remember any of that, Alex?
You know, it's funny. Trevor's wife, Jordan, asked me a couple of years ago if my memories were as sharp as Trevor's. And Trevor really does remember things much more clearly than I do. But Jordan asked me how much I remember, and I said, it's a funny thing. You know, when I write about something, I don't remember that thing anymore. I just remember having written about it. So I think to a certain extent, my memories are doubly warped, half through the passage of time and half through writing through them. I don't remember us playing chess. I don't remember us being friends, really. I remember us fighting outside of school, which Trevor says he doesn't remember. But the sort of interesting thing I found when Trevor and I met again as adults and started comparing notes on our memories is that the memories themselves aligned pretty well. But for Trevor, like, the sort of sum total of all those experiences meant that we were friends. And for me, it meant that we'd bullied each other. So I thought that was odd.
What I find fascinating, Alex, is I can imagine myself being in this position of seeing my childhood bully, just seeing an update on Facebook or something. And I think most people would see that, maybe reminisce for a little bit, maybe experience an increase in blood pressure. But ultimately, they just let it go and forget it and move on. But you didn't. You flew out to Oakland to meet Trevor. Why was that?
I don't know. Probably for the same reason that we were so tenacious when we were kids. I mean, I've never been very good at letting things go. And Trevor was my enemy. And here he was. He popped up again. So, you know, and it wasn't just that Trevor had a motorcycle club and become a biker, but I started reading about the club and they had a fight club, an honest-to-goodness fight club. Hmm. And I didn't know such a thing existed outside of, you know, the Fight Club movie, but there it was. So this was, on the one hand, totally perfect, but on the other hand, even though I'm not a biker and I'm not a fighter, and now that we're fully grown, Trevor's twice my size, I thought I had this advantage of, you know, I'm a writer, and at the end of the day, I'm the one who controls the narrative this time. And all my friends, and I think all of Trevor's friends, were like, well, you have to fight each other. You have to fight each other. And I thought that was ridiculous anyway, but doubly ridiculous given the size advantage that Trevor has and the fact that I haven't actually been in a fight in 30 years, and Trevor has. You know, as it happened, I flew out there and I crashed the motorcycle on my first day. And so fighting was sort of out of the question, and it became much more about talking and getting to know each other.
So you alluded to this earlier, but, you know, this motorcycle club, the East Bay Rats Motorcycle Club, they held fight nights. Can you tell me about those, Trevor?
Yeah, we started doing them way before the movie came out.
Before Fight Club came out.
Yeah. We just used to always play fight and wrestle each other. There was this kind of one table in this one kitchen, you know, in the house that we were in, and everybody would wrestle kind of every party or every time we were drinking, and eventually we threw a party around it, and every member fought another member, which I thought was normal. We were all bouncers and knuckleheads, but then other people wanted to fight, and we're still doing them.
Are there rules?
Mainly, right now, we do straight boxing rules, except that we don't have judges, so we just fight until somebody gives up, more like British bare knuckle rules. We just fight, fight, fight. But they're all, you know, drunks and smokers, so it doesn't really last that long, usually.
Well, and I was kind of fascinated by the theme nights you have. Like, they're theme fights. Can you talk about some of those?
The most recent one was gentrifiers versus locals. You're a local if you've been in Oakland for over 5 years, over 10 years if you were in tech. We've done punks versus hipsters. Jews versus Gentiles.
Well, that was the first one, right, Trevor?
I think that was the first of the themed, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, Alex, what went through your mind when you witnessed your first fight?
I remember standing with Trevor up against the wall of the speakeasy and just having people going at it and bloodying each other a foot in front of your face, and they would crash into you. And effectively, I mean, you are the ropes when you're standing there, or at least back then. So it was bloody, and it was, you know, violent, obviously, and it was especially bloody because the first guys I saw fight were these punk kids who had piercings in their face, and they didn't take the piercings out, so the piercings would tear, and it was you know, nasty. But it was also surprisingly not as off-putting as I thought it would be because the general atmosphere was so genial, and also because everyone was drunk, including me.
Well, and that's what I found kind of surprising. I mean, how, you know, one second these guys could just be bashing their brains out, and like in the next second, you know, they're back to being buddies again. How could that be?
Well, that sort of goes back to what I was saying is, you know, Trevor and I both remember beating each other up, but for Trevor, that was a sign of affection, and for me, that was it's the opposite. But what did you say to me, Trevor, once? I don't think I'm giving any trade secrets away because I said it in the book, but to become a member of Trevor's club, before you get your patch, before you get patched in, you get beaten down by everyone in the club. So everyone in the club gangs up and beats you down, and there are, at any given time, about 35 people in the club. And when Trevor explained this process to me the first time, he said, look, there's, you know, there's blood and there's broken bones sometimes, but when else are your friends going to pay so much attention to you?
Hmm. Wow. So fighting is just another way of, like, basically showing affection or bonding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think bonding over violence is that abnormal.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious as to your relationship now with Alex. I mean, would you consider yourself really good friends now?
Yeah, fully.
Okay, I want to flip that and turn that on you, Alex. Would you consider Trevor a friend?
Oh, yeah, close friends, absolutely, lifelong friends. And not just Trevor, there are other members of Trevor's club that I think at this point now are lifelong friends. We spent a lot of time together, and really, and it's not just that I got to know them, I think they really got to know me, or at least I hope they did. So yeah, absolutely. And in a sense, the whole history of us as bullies has been erased, and now I tend to think of Trevor as my oldest friend.
Alex Abramovich is the author of Bullies, A Friendship. Raymond Tungekar talked to him and his ex-bully, Trevor Latham.